Still doing your homework?
Yeah.
You know, we got a relatively big game today, kid.
Yeah, well, I got a relatively big math tutor. Can't have this hanging over my head.
Math, huh? You know, I've always heard that it helps to write it down.
You've worked all season long, and now it comes down to this. You wonder what goes through the minds of the players and the coaches in pressure situations like these.
If Joe can paint a house in 3 hours, and Sam can paint the same house in 5 hours, how long does it take for them to do it together?
Wait a minute. You never said this was a word problem. Scales, get over here.
What's up, man?
If I can paint a house in 3 hours, and you can paint it in 5, how long will it take us to paint it together? Lonnie! It takes me 3 hours to paint a house, it takes you 5. How long to do it together?
What color paint?
It's times like this where the veterans really have to step up and lead the way for the young guys. The guys who haven't been here before.
It's simple. 5 times 3.
So that's 15.
No, no, no. Look it. Takes 8 hours. 5 plus 3.
That's 8.
Oh, man, that's not right. Check it out. There's 1, 2 of them, so it only takes 4 hours.
I should know this. My uncle's a painter.
Why don't they just get a house that's already painted?
You know, maybe there is no answer. Maybe it's one of those trick questions. You ever think of that?
I don't know. I mean, 8 sounds good to me.
But there's 2 of them. Come on, there's 2 of them.
Fellas.
The chalk, if you please. Thank you.
Using the simple formula A times B over A plus B, we arrive at our answer of 1 7/8.
Wow. Are you sure?
Oh, but of course, my diminutive leader. Long have I been familiar with the exactitudes of the mathematical world. And Mac, the horse's name is Friday.
Well, great. Now that the pressure's off, let's go win a ball game.
Let's go. Let's do it up.